It's Tuesday, October 29th, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Mines and Energy Ministry, in collaboration with the World Bank, is conducting a national energy survey and affordability study from October 7 to November 11th. This comprehensive nationwide study aims to evaluate socioeconomic conditions, identify developmental needs, and support policies for poverty reduction and sustainable development by promoting universal energy access. The organization's PRO, Ten Hashio Shange Hashela.
The exercise will include a certain of assessments, and this will include household surveys, which will analyze energy access and affordability at the household level. It will also include community and public institution surveys, and this will then give the overview of energy access in communities and public institutions.
Rolf Hansen, the chief executive of the Cancer Association of Namibia, highlighted the concerning increase in cancer diagnoses worldwide, especially in low- and middle-income countries. He underscored the critical influence of lifestyle changes on cancer trends and called for a greater investment in cancer control and treatment initiatives across the continent.
And in many African countries, for instance, still there are almost no campaigns, or some countries have got no access to treatment for their patients. And then such African patients would have to go to a neighboring country. In Southern Africa, the picture is at least better. In Namibia, for instance, everyone has access to cancer screening and treatment, even if they're state patient.
South Africa's Human Settlements Minister, Mamoloko Kubayi, has confirmed plans to digitize housing beneficiary records and announced a review of housing delivery performance. In an SABC interview, she expressed concerns over metro and municipal performance and emphasized the importance of the Housing Consumer Protection Bill in ensuring quality construction. Kubayi also urged the prosecution of corrupt officials to maintain credibility in the sector.
Anyone who is going to build will have to have a certificate to be able to prove that they can build. Even our own inspectors, we have taken them through lifestyle audits. Unfortunately, 80% of them, they had red flags that we are dealing with. It's part of ensuring that we have credibility in our work. There's no compromising of the quality.
Patricia Kaliati, Secretary General of Malawi's opposition UTM party, has been charged with conspiring to assassinate President Lazarus Chakwera. BBC Africa says arrested last week, Kaliati appeared in court on Monday in Lilongwe, where she remained silent as her lawyer asserted her innocence. Few specifics of the alleged plot have been disclosed, while opposition members argue the charges may be politically motivated. NATO's Secretary General has confirmed that North Korean forces are in Russian territory of Kursk. That region is partially controlled by Ukraine, signaling that they are now or soon to be in direct combat. From Brussels, where NATO is headquartered, William Denslow reports.
In a brief address, NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte said the confirmation of North Korean forces in Kursk marked a significant escalation in the conflict. Comments came as a South Korean delegation provided an update to the North Atlantic Council. Rutte added that the partnership between Moscow and Pyongyang posed a threat to both the Indo-Pacific and Euro-Atlantic security. Ukraine's foreign minister says it's been warning allies about this threat for weeks, and that it urgently needs long-range missiles and a green light to hit targets deep into Russian territory. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.